Just start going. Just start.
Okay. Start going what? Am I singing something?
You can talk about how you heard the...
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that Macklemore, It's Okay to Be Gay song for the first time in a few years.
Oh, that song was so good.
It's so bad. He's like, when I was a kid, I thought I was gay because I could draw. And
I cleaned my room.
And I'm definitely not gay.
When I was five, I would clean my room and I would draw. You know how gay people do. I'm Macklemore and I'm here to say, listen to me, it's okay to be gay. I'll rap and sing a song and you can sing along even if you like dong, because I'm Macklemore.
I just didn't know where to jump in. And then the whole time, he has to reiterate, but I am not gay. Yeah. For the record, I'm not gay.
Oh, Andy Samberg made a...
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's like, not gay.
Oh, yeah. Like, damn it.
It's okay to be gay, but I'm not gay.
I'm definitely not gay.
That was from that movie, Pop Star. Never Stop Stopping.
You love that movie.
I fucking love that movie. You're not on board with it.
No, it's fun. It has really funny moments. I don't know why. I just don't think
for the longest time, I didn't watch any comedy movies. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you start to get worn out on fucking frat bro idiots being, like, quoting Anchorman and stuff.
Yeah.
And you kind of rewrite history and say, like, oh, Anchorman sucks.
Yeah, they ruin it. Like,
of course Anchorman didn't suck.
Anchorman's
it was
amazing.
The best.
Anchorman defined my young high school.
Me too. I saw it like six times in theaters.
Thought it was so funny.
Oh, it was great. And then everybody ruined it.
You can't
quote
it
like
anymore.
Borat, you know?
You can't be.
Borat is so fucking funny.
30 plus and still quoting Anchorman. That's
Milk
all.
Was a bad choice. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to kill you.
But anyway, I was saying like I hadn't seen a true like comedy movie in a long time. And I sat down to watch Pop Star, and it just made me fucking giggle
so
hard.
There is a moment in that. I think it's like they're doing a wedding photo shoot or something.
Yes.
I'm always wrong every time I open my mouth on this podcast. So I don't know what's
happening. I'll
correct
you. I have it memorized.
There's like it's something. They're in a field.
He's proposing
wedding,
to her.
And a fucking tiger just starts.
Wolves.
Okay. God. My brain.
The seal is performing during during his proposal.
Yeah.
And there's wolves everywhere, but Seal's voice disturbs wolves. So the wolves try to tear apart Seal. I think he escapes.
But they just end up brutalizing the entire like party of people that are there. People just start dying. They jump out. It's so chaotic in such a wonderfully
It's like
way.
What was the Superstar? Superstar?
With Molly Shannon?
Yeah. How her parents were killed
her parents
by...
were trampled to death by Irish dancers.
Yeah, yeah, like river dancers.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is so great.
That movie was very important to me as well. She's insane.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite comedians because I've... Not because this happened to her, but I heard in an interview when she was really young, she lost her mom. I'm not sure if it was her mom or her dad. I think it was her mom and like two sisters. In a car accident, and after that she was just like, I didn't care about anything.
That
I would
rules.
Just throw my body downstairs and like
I want that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
just
free?
Made her like completely fearless.
On our show on Friday, Greg Stone went up and we have a band and he sang with the band.
That
he didn't really
so
do
wonderful.
Material. He
was
just like
he
was goofing
just, like,
around.
Freestyling.
I want to be like untethered like that.
He's like made the band give him like a little bit of a beat and then he just started singing. He's like a crime fighting lobster.
Yeah. He's like a song about being a crime fighting
like,
lobster.
It's hard to be in disguise because I'm just a fucking lobster with sunglasses on and everyone can tell. It was great.
Yeah. I want to be like that. Molly Shannon's like that. Anyway, we're sipping on a beer because we are horribly hungover. We've got that existential crisis hangover that you only get in your late 20s, early 30s.
I'm a teenager.
I know, you're a teenager.
I was born in 2008. If anybody is drafting my Wikipedia page.
You know what's weird? You know what's really weird?
I
was born in 1952.
Oh, that is weird. That's illegal, I think. We know, because I'm over 18 by now,
it's because
right?
We got married.
We know.
If your parents sign off.
I'm 11.
I can get married, right? To you?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Elvis did? That's why he's not a pedophile.
Right, because he got a form sign.
Have you seen this new... yeah. So that's right here. I'm not a pedophile.
Not a
I got it framed.
The parents sign. If the parents sign a form, you're not a pedophile.
Yeah, it's like a 1022 form. It's got a number. Yeah. It's a not a pedophile form.
So you're born in 1952, meaning you are 67.
Yep. I was going to say it, but you said it first.
And I'm 11.
I was getting ready to say it.
It's an unorthodox relationship.
Yeah,
but
we're unorthodox Jewish. I'm unorthodox Jewish.
But we make it work.
I have all curly sideburns. Like, I have 8 curly sideburns.
That's
it's unorthodox.
It Shut the fuck up. That's like a Seinfeld
always...
misdirection.
I love your commentary on this podcast of all my just shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Ian.
The last
shut
one you were just
up.
Like, that's a dad joke.
I screenshotted a exchange we had the other day where you texted me and said Al Roker is Lenny Kravitz's cousin, which is an all caps. Shut up, Ian. Shut the fuck up. Ian, shut the fuck up. And then we went
and
on
I
a
did.
Tour. That is crazy, though.
Anyway, speaking of pedophiles, have you seen this new Beyonce documentary?
Yeah, there's a Beyonce pedophile documentary.
I can only assume that's what that's about.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Was really bummed. I was like, oh no, they made one about Beyonce. God damn it, not her.
But I did watch like 45 minutes to an hour of it, and she hasn't molested anybody yet. And it's like, these documentaries, you gotta, if you're making a documentary about pedophiles, get to the point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get to the molestation.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Get to the good stuff, the juicy stuff.
Oh.
But we are having an existential crisis because last night we went to Bombay Bread Bar, which is our favorite Indian restaurant.
So good.
In the city. Great. Delicious. Set aside.
They didn't even pay us to say that. We paid them hundreds of dollars.
Yes, we truly did. Getting that bill, you're like,
mortgage
my
house. I don't have that kind of money.
Did you not split this four ways? I think you,
yeah, I was like,
I think you fucked
confused.
Up here. I seem to be paying for everything.
Excuse me, garçon. This is still a lot of money. I'm confused.
I would give you back the food if I could. I'm probably going to give it back to you in your bathroom in about 5 minutes.
It was bad.
All over the walls. Mm. Do you think Indian restaurants pay their, like, if they have like a cleaning staff, you know, they pay them more? Like that's the job to get.
What's that called? Like when you work a graveyard shift?
Oh yeah,
hazard pay.
Hazard pay.
Janitor.
I'm a janitor at an Indian restaurant at Bombay Bread Bar. I make $400,000 a year.
It's part of the job.
Just come in with a hazmat suit on. You got a Geiger counter.
I have this idea, and I don't even know if I should say it on this podcast because one of you fools is going to run off with it, but like a Shark Tank idea, and I can't believe this hasn't happened yet. I really am passionate about this. A garbage disposal for your toilet.
No, it's a good idea.
Because I have clogged your toilet more times than there are grains of sand
on the beach.
On the beach.
Stars in the sky.
And it is. We've gotten to a point now where it's just like, babe. You're like, God,
in a minute. Let me finish watching the game.
You're always like, just get out. Just let me do it. Just.
Yeah, because I can hear you and they're like. I just picture fucking shit water splashing all over my walls.
Whatever.
Somebody comes over. It's like, that's a beautiful mural you have in there. What is that? Jackson Pollock?
Jackson Pollock?
Is that a starscape? Is that the Constellations?
Yeah, this is Ursa Major in my Indian food.
Diarrhea. That would probably be like, you know, a very popular art installment at MoMA.
Art Basel.
Art Basel.
This is my diarrhea. Remember when we went to Art Basel and made fun of everybody?
Dude, Art Basel sucks. I really tried to be like, I tried to become like a cultured human being, like looking at these paintings and being like, oh yeah, this blob is good.
Yeah.
It's not horse shit.
It's really not.
Go fuck yourself, artist.
It's not even like good paintings or anything. It's like,
here's an idea. Paint a thing that looks like the thing.
And put it on a chair.
Yeah.
Stare at it.
Well, there was literally a folding chair, like a metal folding chair. It was painted green, just regular green.
Yeah.
It had a cinder block on it, and the cinder block had a wig on it.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, I took a picture of it. If you go to my Instagram story, I think I still have
like that story saved?
Yeah, story saved of us making fun of shit.
We got wine drunk and just started walking around and looking at like exit signs and being like, oh, fascinating. I wonder what this means. It's a metaphor.
They were honestly better. The exit signs are better than the actual art.
Yeah.
Because they looked like something.
Fuck you, Art Basel.
Man, it was brutal. I'm trying to think of the other stuff. Oh, I remember they had a bunch. They had a pile of shredded tires. Do you remember that? It was just,
well, I'm going to take this garbage and then put it over here and make you guys pay $45.
Garbage
to look
is art
at it.
Now.
Garbage is art now.
Dude, you just slap a price tag on it. One time, I've told you this before, but one time I went over to like a friend of a friend's house for like a barbecue and we did, I think we, well, I won't get into that, but we were partying.
Okay. And, were you doing drugs?
Yeah, we were doing drugs. And, we were on the roof and we were like grilling or whatever. And I slowly realized that not only was this guy's apartment amazing, that it was the whole building. He had the whole building. So I went down to go to the bathroom and he's like, oh yeah, the bathroom's on like the second floor or whatever. So I go through the roof area and I'm looking around and it's a studio. The first floor I enter is a studio, massive studio, art studio. And then I go down to the bathroom and that's like his living room or whatever. And I come back, I'm like, what the fuck does this guy do?
The bathroom is his living room?
The bathroom was on the living room floor. Okay. Are you fucking with me?
Well, you didn't make it
Am
quit.
I telling the story poorly?
Yeah.
Should we cancel the podcast?
No. I'm in. Ugh. I just wanted everyone to be able to visualize it because I pictured one giant bathroom that's also the living room. There's just a toilet in front of a TV.
He was so rich, he had an entire floor of bathrooms.
I don't have rich friends. Where are you finding these people? I want to go to somebody's
Franco's
penthouse.
Franco's friend, I think.
Franco.
Anyway, so I realized that he's an artist, and I start looking at his art. He was taking plastic bags, you know, like the plastic bags with like a smiley face on it and says, have a nice day.
Yeah.
And he was like putting glue all over that and sticking it to a canvas. And he was a literal millionaire.
Americana. That's insane.
Awful, dude. And then the other thing he did was like, you remember when you were a kid and you would make collages out of just shit in a magazine?
You don't know what I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did that.
Been to your childhood home?
Yeah, I did.
You know, everything you've ever done.
A lot. Yes.
That he did that. He would just cut out like, you know, women's faces and then some letters and
this is
fucking
the,
glue
like,
it to a canvas.
Metaphorical equivalent of what we were talking about in the first episode of just mailing your shit and having people pay for it.
Yeah.
Just like,
well, no.
Eat my shit.
Right. Yeah, kinda.
You're gluing garbage onto a canvas and people are paying millions of dollars.
But the shit thing is like some kind of sexual gratification from the shit purchaser.
Yeah, I would rather buy shit. Actual shit.
Well, if I was horny for shit, sure. That's opposed to like buying like awful art because I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, fuck you. People
it's
with
so insulting.
We have to figure out, you and I have to figure out a way to get rich people's money.
Rich people, will you just Venmo me? Will you just find
me? Oh, we were talking about
Venmo?
Making an app where if you're very wealthy you just hit it and it just pays us
$20. I brought that up because I think that's a thing. Well, it doesn't pay us, but
I think we should have our own.
We should invent an app.
Yeah.
You go to like the app. Where do you go to pitch an app?
I don't know.
You go to Apple headquarters.
You don't pitch apps. You get a programmer to make an app and then you add it to the.
And so the
like
app.
Like the way we're making a podcast and just adding it to iTunes.
And then the app would be you just tap it and it sends us $20 mm-hmm. out of your bank account.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea. I think that's really helpful for everyone. That would really enrich my life.
Right.
Let's do it. What would it be called?
And they would get some kind of, it's called like you're a cunt.
Yeah,
you know
you're
what I mean?
A
it's
dumb
like,
bitch. Yeah.
It's they're getting sexual gratification out of being shamed and not shamed, but.
Being like condescended to or disrespected.
Financially? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what you guys want. Just give us your fucking money.
Your money.
Anyway, I got high on mushrooms and I told the guy his art sucked.
Oh my God, did
you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, you know, normally I would not that type of person to mm-hmm. just be that kind of forward, but my, you know, your third eye opens up
right.
and you're like, I'm going to start being more honest with people. It's like, this is all, like,
oh,
people pay for this?
I can't believe people
I have pictures
buy
of it on my phone. I'll show it to you later.
We should post it on our Instagram.
Yeah, we have a new Instagram where I think we're going to start cultivating. Yeah.
I'm just going to send screenshots of you being mean to me and then post it.
Oh, you think that's how it's going to go?
Yeah.
This is going to backfire on you. You're not going to be able to find any mean texts from me. No, they're all going to be from you. I'm a real sweetie pie to you on
okay.
via text. I text you every day and I say you're special and you matter and I love you so much. And then you're like, you piece of shit.
You don't say any of that.
I'm going to flip lit cigarettes into your fucking face when you come home.
Dank memes.
You're going to come home
World
and I'm going to
star videos.
Spray Indian food diarrhea all over your...
That's you. You also have diarrhea. We both have
diarrhea. It's been a tough day. It's been a tough day. I will give you that. I will be honest. If I'm being honest with you, I will say, I do have to say that it has been a tough day for both of us. And this apartment is so small and awful that one of us has to go outside and put noise-canceling headphones on.
Your traffic controller earmuffs.
Yeah, blast Mastodon into our eardrums.
Scream up and down the hallway.
Scream so we can't hear the other person fucking blubbering out their butthole.
No privacy. It's so bad.
It's like, I still want to be attracted to you sexually.
I don't know how we managed it when we first started dating. I don't get it. I wonder what that first time that I clogged your toilet was like.
I don't know. The first year and a half is pretty much a blackout.
Yeah.
we woke up one day and found out we were dating. Everybody else had to tell us.
We're just like, oh, I guess we'll stay together. I don't know. We do drink a lot less than we used to. I would like to make that clear. We're on the up and
up. Well, that's why we're struggling today.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that tolerance. We went out to that fancy cocktail bar and drank like fucking infused with the essence of a whisper of banana.
Yeah, with like nitrogen. They were getting real scientific with us. And I was like, just spray some gasoline.
I'm just trying to forget about my childhood molestation here. I don't need, you know what I mean? Let's just erase.
Hints of hazelnut or anything.
Right.
Just put some fucking rubbing alcohol in a little dropper into my butthole.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Soak a tampon in some Jägermeister, shove it up my ass. Let's call it a day. You know, I got to get to work.
The first time I ever got drunk, I drank a bottle. I was like 16 of warm hypnotic.
Mm-hmm. And it's still your drink of choice to this day.
No, it is not. Warm hypnotic. What was hypnotic? I remember even at the time, and it was like passion fruit or whatever, but it really just smelled like BO. There was this like peppery BO smell.
Well, that was that era of just marketing booze to children.
Right.
It was like, this is candy.
It was a neon blue, like... The texture was confusing.
It was
too.
It was in every hip hop video on TRL at the time.
And
the
bottle was like glittery. There was like a jewel on it or something. And we were like, yes, please.
Yeah, it's like hypnotic before homeroom.
So yeah. Wink, wink.
Dude, the people who made Mike's Hard Lemonade should be arrested.
That is true.
That is a drink for 13-year-old girls.
That's crazy.
Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, that's for babies.
It's for children.
You can't even, I mean... And not condoning kids drinking it, but you can't really even get that drunk on it. You would need to have like six of them.
Well, you have to be like
sugar water.
You have to be 70 pounds because you're a child.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm just realizing this now. How
it's true.
Fucked up that is.
And as you get older, your palate kind of changes.
Yeah.
Like that's why kids love candy so much.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, that
just sugar.
The taste buds are, I don't know. They evolve as you get older. You like more savory stuff, spicy stuff when you get really old.
Yeah.
Like me. And so, yeah, it's just for children. You can't drink that stuff now. If we cracked a Smirnoff Ice right now, do you think you'd be able to finish
it? I'm getting a headache thinking about it.
It's gross.
It's so much sugar. It's so, like, and yeah, like I said, if it's not going to fuck me up, why am I drinking it? I know this is a bit you have, but, like, nobody's drinking alcohol for, like, the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're lying.
That's the point of, like, going to a bar we went to last night with like artisanal cocktails or whatever, like finely crafted whatever. It's like you're supposed to have one and then like go out to dinner, but like we're drinking to get fucked up,
right?
So we're drinking like,
well, I got one that was like, I don't know what it was. It was some kind of like margarita-y, like I don't know, a nod to a margarita, but it was like but it came with a Miller High Life mini bottle.
Oh, yeah. And I was so hammered. I was like, that's a Modelo. No, that's a Modelo.
You were looking to fight somebody. It clearly says High Life on it. Remember I had your back?
Yeah, you're like,
I'm a good boyfriend.
Babe, no, that does. No, you're
no,
wrong.
No, you guys. No, that is Modelo.
You're right,
no, you
babe.
Shut the fuck up. You don't talk to her like that. You don't talk to her. You talk to me. You don't even talk to her at all.
It's a Modelo, you fucking idiot.
Get back in your high chair.
Control your girl. I used to do that. I used to get fucked up in college.
I know.
And scream, control your girl at men at bars. Because I thought it was funny. For no, like if a couple is just standing there waiting to order a drink, I'd be like, control your girl.
I used to. I was believe it or not, when I was fucking 19, I was like a bouncer at a bar.
Why?
I checked IDs and I would bounce people. I mean, right now I'm pretty slight as a human being already. Back then I was, I weighed 80
pounds
way less.
Soaking wet.
Yeah. And I don't know why they hired like 19-year-olds for this bar, but I saw that shit all the time. It was always like a drunk woman who would get in a big dude's face and like start a fight on behalf of her boyfriend. Like, my boyfriend's gonna kick your ass. It was
that's
constant.
A real thing. I've seen that in movies, but
all the time. And then
crazy.
You just watch two dudes reluctantly fight each other. Neither one of them wants to do it. They're both
like
sighing. Yeah, they're like, well, my masculinity's coming into question. I'm 21.
I guess we have
I
to
have
fight
to do
each
this.
Other for no reason.
Yeah,
drunk people are the fucking worst. Like, the convictions they have, just animals, just mm-hmm. trying to fuck with each
well,
other.
Well, remember when I almost got into a fight last week?
That was insane.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, a group of people.
Yeah, well, first of all, you didn't see this part.
Yeah.
But we were having a nice night. We had both we had done two shows.
Yeah.
I had a show, you had a show. Were you on the first show? Not important.
I don't remember any of this. I don't know.
You don't remember this?
I remember I had gone to a show. I don't remember.
You were in New York Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And before that there was another show that we were
not important.
Not important. Well, what is important is that we were having a nice night. We like crushed. We did well.
We were
feeling good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we made it a point to be like, we are kind of tired. It'd be nice to like have a cocktail somewhere and then go to bed.
Yeah, we wanted food.
We're like not trying to get drunk or anything.
So we went to a fancy place.
Yeah.
Like, it looked nice.
I think it was a Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm. We go in there. We're hanging out. And I went to the bathroom. And in the like hallway up to the bathroom, there's a group of people who were shit-faced.
Yeah.
Screaming at each other, like scream talking at each other.
Yeah.
You know? Showing each other their Instagram, talking about how certain people are fat that they hate or whatever. And they were like very put together fashion-wise. Like, they looked like idiots.
Yeah.
They looked like, you know, the Art Basel equivalent of a person.
Bucket hats and like chunky white sneakers.
Yes,
kind of people.
Yeah. Camo pants, but you can tell that they were like $1,000, you know. They all had like, all the dudes had like really well manicured eyes. Like really.
Eyes?
Eyebrows. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, what are people doing
crazy.
To their eyes?
I'm losing my mind.
Okay, yeah.
And beards, like really trimmed up beards. So I go into the bathroom because none of them are in the bathroom. And they're just hanging out in the hallway. And as soon as the door closes, they start like yanking on the door and like trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you just saw me come in here.
Yeah.
And then they're realizing somebody's in the bathroom. And then they would forget and they would start yanking on the door again. I'm like, all right, these guys fucking suck. So I open the door and the guy like yanks the door away from me
mm-hmm.
and like holds it open for his friend. But now I can't get around him. And I'm just like, all right. And I just kind of sneak around him. I go back.
You told me about it.
Yeah,
when
I was
back.
Just like, man, there's some fucking dildos
hammered people.
by the bathroom. And then so we finish up, and I don't want to bogart this conversation.
No, I'd rather
okay.
you tell it because
okay,
you remember it more vividly.
So we go to leave, and the exit is a door, then a very narrow hallway, and then another door to the outside.
I just want
to
add, these people were the type of drunk. Like, they just wanted to fuck with something. Like, you could tell they were all about to start fighting each other. They're all friends, but, like, they were about to
They were yelling
fight.
In each other's
yeah,
faces.
Yeah, they were just being assholes.
But they were also very impressed with themselves.
Yeah.
They were New York cool fashion people.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, not like, snooty, but, like, obnoxious in your face, kind of, like, we're better than you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Nobody asked.
We're loud in every respect,
not just
vocally.
Yeah.
So we go to this hallway, and now they're all in the hallway, and they're all facing each other, talking to each other, like nose to nose. That's how like narrow this hallway
Points
was.
Points of this felt like an episode of What Would You Do, where it's like, how are we being pranked right now? We're
right.
just trying to navigate the world.
But we were very much like, oh, drunk people, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We weren't being shitty in any capacity
no.
whatsoever. So we like squeeze past all of them. We are making ourselves
Nobody got
as
out of our
small
way.
As humanly possible
yeah.
to like, and then we get to the door, and the guy who was knocking on the bathroom door yanks the door open to the restaurant because
so
he was outside like smoking a cigarette or something. And he wasn't opening the door for us. He was trying to get in. He had blinders on. He was not aware of us.
Yeah.
But then we walk through the door
that he opened.
He opened, and all of his friends are clogging. this hallway, and he yells, "You're welcome," yeah, at us. And I guess I turned around and told him to go fuck himself.
No,
or
you, whenever you tell this story, you make yourself sound worse than you did. It's not even that bad, but like, all you said was, "Oh, fuck off." Like, yeah, they were getting in our faces. We didn't do anything. We were so tired of them at this point. And then they were like, "You're welcome." So you, like, kind of under your breath, it was very audible, but you're like, "Oh, fuck off."
Right.
Like,
we had had a night with
them. Yeah. We're like,
and it was fed up.
And at that point, everything went fucking insane. Yeah.
They all swarmed me, all the dudes. There was like, what, four dudes?
I think three.
Oh, the girl hit me in the face. Do you remember that?
A woman got involved.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
She poked me in the face and told me to go fuck myself. And
she wanted so badly for you to, like, touch her so that they could all, like, beat the shit out of
you. No.
No, I really
have a different take on this. We have a different take on this whole thing.
Okay.
No, but go ahead.
No,
say
I
what
just
you're
think
say.
She's poking you because she really wants to provoke you, mm-hmm, so that you end up being the bad guy. Like you snap, and then...
I think it was more her eyes were completely glazed over, and she was just, fuck you. Like, she just wanted me to know to go fuck myself. And the idea that I would even come at her would never occur to her. She is the queen of this space, this, mm-hmm, this universe. So go fuck myself. And then you're saying that, like, you think that she wanted me to put hands on her so that all of her friends could beat my ass.
Yeah,
and my response to that is that I don't think any of the dudes in that group would have hit me at all. Because they were all so weak and, like, soft and just... like perfect, everything was put together.
Yeah,
I got my little shirts,
your eyebrows,
and
not...
like they, and I don't. This is going to sound arrogant. They could not have beaten me up. All of them together as a group could not have beaten me up. And that's not to say that I'm like fucking the Incredible Hulk or like some MMA fighter or something. It's just like I just looked at all their faces and I could, and that's why I went hard back at them. And I was like, you know, fuck you. Like, what are you going to? They all swarmed around me. Had a bunch of dudes around me. I'm like, fuck. What are you going to fucking do? Because I knew. When men make themselves big, like it's like when a bird puts its wingspan out, and it's like a weak creature.
Yeah.
But it's like if I can get loud enough and big enough and puff my chest up enough, this person will back down and run away.
Yeah, this was like an episode of Planet Earth and like on peacocking.
That YouTube video where the crane is corralling an alligator. Have you ever seen
that? Oh yeah, it spreads its wings out. Yeah. It's like, I'm fucking huge, bitch.
Yeah, and the alligator's like, oh shit. This guy is tough. But I knew immediately that's what was happening. And my only thought in my head was, if I got into a fist fight on the street, how that would affect you.
There is a real interesting position. I've never had to be girl whose boyfriend's in a fight before. Mm-hmm. And it's such a... I've seen television shows. I've seen Jersey Shore where people are like, don't fucking touch him. And they're like really getting involved. And I was like... like, consciously, in that moment, like, okay, what type of girl or, like, girlfriend of a guy in a fight am I going to be right now? And I was like, guys, can we please?
Yeah, and then girl started, get your...
It's something about your man.
Yeah, get your
know.
Man, bitch, like, something like that.
How am I supposed to get my man right now? Can you please just, like, walk away?
I'm 90 pounds soaking just wet. What do you...
Imagine...
Am I getting in the middle of this?
Imagine, like... the kind of asshole you have to be for, like, your friends to be rude. Like, your friend, it was so clear he was fucking with us and being rude and we didn't do anything. And then you said fuck off, which is whatever. Like, it's not going to please anybody, but they could be.
Yeah, we're
like,
in New York.
Even
I
if
mean,
they just still.
How many fuck offs do you get a week?
Even
you know?
If they still stood there and yelled at us, I would have understood that. Like, oh, they're hammered, whatever. It's just like, without even a thought. They jumped into action and just started chasing you down the street, like screaming, like their nose, like were in each of your ears, like, and like their mouths were touching your cheek. Like they were screaming.
Well, that's how I knew. I was like, I know how this will go down because nobody has touched me yet.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps getting like really close to me and really loud. And it's like, I said this to you before. It's like the person you don't want to fight is the person where you go like, what the fuck? Do you want to fight me? And the person goes, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, they're like very calm.
May we please go outside and do that? Like, I would love to engage in that activity.
You're like, oh,
and you're
shit.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, this is a psychopath.
Yeah. Or, no, thank you. That's the other one. Like, I would not like to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I mean, I will if you want to, but I would rather not. Mm-hmm. The person that's like, bitch,
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch. Yeah. What are you going to do, bitch?
It's, and you're like, you're saying the same thing over and over again and not acting on
it.
Yeah, so.
Like clapping in your face.
I was like, fellas, can we please?
But what was going through my head was I just kept thinking, because I was talking back. I was telling them to go fuck themselves. And I was getting in their faces, too. But in my head,
No, but you weren't. You were eyes forward walking away the entire time, and they were chasing you down.
I think you got a little separated from me.
I was lagging behind.
Yeah, I said some things right up in their dumb faces. And in my thought, like when I was doing that, when I was coming back at them, already in my mind, I saw you later going, what the fuck are you doing? You're an adult man.
I needed to make it clear to you that as like upset as I was at the situation, you didn't do anything wrong.
I know. I didn't realize that till later. Yeah. I thought for a while when we were walking around the block cooling off later, I thought I had like really fucked up. But I thought I was being, just because I had the rage in me where I was like, we're going
to
do this.
Well, you did. After they left and
I
we were walking
try
around,
to
you were
go
like,
back.
I have to
we're
go
We're getting
back.
Ahead of ourselves. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, okay. So I was good to go. I was ready to go. And then I kept thinking about you. And the only reason I didn't go hard immediately is because you were there. I was in.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. And then I realized one of them had a fucking knife.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
I was like, do you have a knife? And I'm not 100% sure he did, because he was holding an object like up against his chest, right? And I go, what is that? Do you have a... I was like, bitch, do you have a knife? Yeah, I was like, you have to have a knife to fuck with me? Like, and he's like, yeah, I do. And then everybody kind of like looked at him.
They
and
were
I was
like, they were all like, whoa, bro, you have a knife?
Well, they were all about it, but I couldn't... But then I saw them walk away laughing.
Oh, maybe it was like
and
a
I was
pen
like,
or
what
something.
What was that? Yeah. Was that a knife?
Yeah, you don't want to test that.
Right. So at that moment, I was like, okay. I kept saying, okay, I'm leaving. And you were behind me. So you caught up and we were walking around. But yeah, in that moment, when we were walking around, because you weren't really talking to me for a second, which is understandable. I was fucking heated.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say yet.
All that was going through my head was...
Put as much space between us and them.
All that was going through my head was like, oh, I've disappointed her. I'm making her upset. And then when you were like, you did nothing wrong, I was like, okay, well, I'm going back.
No. Yeah, that was the moment where I was like, okay, then I'll be mad.
Yeah.
Because it's over, right? Like, legally speaking, too. Right. It's like, the fight's over. If you go back and punch somebody in the face, that is 100% on you.
No, you're right.
You're not being harassed anymore. I was like, you cannot do that.
This is where we're a good team.
Yeah. Good team. Man, it made me feel so like, I don't know, like... Amy Adams in The Fighter or something, like, no, don't touch him, babe. No, don't. I don't know what I was in my fucking parka. Like, I'm not a tough guy. What am I supposed to do?
Had we gone to work that day? I felt like I was tired.
It is so, yeah, it was a Friday, so we were both tired. It's such a weird, like, energy to have to absorb after we were having a really quiet night.
A nice night.
We were like, what just happened?
Why did that happen to us?
And you know what I do? What else I feel like? If you had gotten into a real fight, I think you're the type of person that if a fight happened, it would be hard to convince people. Like, you didn't do anything.
Right.
You really didn't do anything. And I feel like people would be like, oh, fucking hothead got into a fight. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
You were being harassed. And
well, that's the
happened.
Thing. It's like, you try to, I don't think I'm, you know, I may have a little bit of an anger problem. But I feel like I've worked on it over the years. And I'm at a place where I don't really behave. I really try to weigh my options. Yeah. I don't fucking rule out violence as an option, kind of as a philosophy, but it really takes me a lot to get there, you know? And like, and if I was in a confrontation like that and everybody just assumed that I was being the shithead, I think that would really upset me.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want to have to explain that to anybody. I don't know. There's
it's always
lot.
Better to walk away,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But boy, would it have felt
I understand
good.
How unsatisfying it is
just watching
to let
those
them just walk away.
Perfectly plucked eyebrow splitting twain. just shoot blood all over your fucking Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh my God.
That's a man bag. I'm not hitting a woman in this. you know what part of it, this is some real like internalized self-loathing shit too, but it made me feel a little bit like these were, because these are like the Art Basel fashion dorks, mm-hmm. you know? And sometimes in this city, especially when I first moved here, I felt like very working class around a lot of people. Yeah. I've never felt it that way growing up, but being introduced to people who fucking, whose parents run hedge funds and who, you know, whatever wealth you come from and whatever education you've had, I kind of felt like less than. Right. I hate that feeling.
Right.
And I hate when people assert their fanciness over me. Right. And that whole group just felt like, we're all Rihanna.
Right.
We're here. You're privileged to be around us. Yeah. And we're just, like you said, you're in a park. I'm like wearing some fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, I was dressed like an idiot.
And the
like,
restaurant was nice, you know?
Yeah. The fact that we even had to think about that, I don't know, just like, why do we feel bad?
It's you know what it is? I don't feel bad. I feel angry that you think I should feel bad.
Yeah,
and this
is
all projection because they were just drunk assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
But their whole vibe was like, you should be happy to be around us, you know? We're making the scene and you're just here.
They don't even like each other. They were all about to fight each other.
Sure, sure.
Remember, as I was squeezing past them to get out the front door, I was like, these two women are going to fucking fight.
All of their favorite TV shows are their own Instagram stories.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's all. Their heads are buried in their phones just like watching their own stories mm-hmm. over and over.
They were at that bar because they had the best drinks you could photograph.
Yeah. Anyway, was
anyway,
that
I'm Macklemore, and I'm here to say if you're gay, that's A-okay. You can do it in the butt or you can do it in the face. I'm not gay, and I live in space, and I've lost this rhyme, and I'm going to stop. I'm going to drink this beer. I'm going to punch a cop.
Ooh, Macklemore's hard.
Yeah, Macklemore's tough.
You remember when he won Album of the Year? He won a Grammy for mm-hmm. that album. I'm pretty sure he beat Kendrick Lamar.
Man. I remember when that album came out and everybody was like, Thrift Store is the greatest hip hop song of all time. And it's like, what the fuck, guys? What are we doing?
I enjoyed it. I will say I enjoyed it at the time because I was an idiot. My sister bought me the album for Christmas. I would drive around. I was like, this is fun.
Well, you were in kindergarten?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was born in 2008, so I was only 4 at the time.
I was about to tell a story where I was listening, that song was playing while a bunch of my friends and I were playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I was like, that song is fucking lame, you guys are a bunch of nerds. But then I realized I was about to tell a story where I was playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I was playing Dungeons and Dragons with my friends, and I was like, you guys suck. You were playing Dungeons and Dragons,
dude? Dungeons and Dragons is so fun. I'll never convince you of that, but it's great.
I've watched YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I get it.
Back to Macklemore, though. I know what I was going to say. It's always funny to me when it's like, when a hip-hop artist becomes like super famous, and it's clearly because they're white. I think Macklemore was famous because he was white.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I hear like,
they're like, look at him go. It's like a dog walking on his hind leg.
No, I think it's more like, I think it's just straight up racism, honestly. Because like, I hear people, there's a lot of white guys who are like, I just think that Eminem is the best rapper of all time. I think it's like, why do you think that is?
What is it about him?
Yeah, what is it about him that really attracts you? He's better than, you know, fucking Biggie or Tupac or whatever. Is it Eminem? Is he the greatest? I get that Eminem's good at rapping.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, if you're a white dude and you like hip hop, have that not be your favorite rapper, even if he is.
That's the thing, though. It's like, what if it's less racism? It's not exactly racism, like a hatred.
It's not regular straight-ahead racism.
Yeah, but it's more like I can identify with this person a little more.
Yeah, and you think it's because they just really, you know, can paint a picture with their lyrics. And it's just like, what, he just wrote about it, put his fucking daughter's mom in a trunk and
setting her on fire.
Eminem gets too much credit.
Yeah.
I think lyrically, like what he can do with rhymes and like cadence and stuff is fucking brilliant. But dude, Stan sucked.
Insane. Like he seems completely unstable.
Well, his mom had Munchausen.
Oh, he was a little Gypsy Rose?
Yeah.
He was a little Gypsy Rose. Yeah,
you ever see 8 Mile? That doesn't happen in 8 Mile, but I know that's true.
You only get one shot. One opportunity.
Oh, Gypsy.
To seize everything you ever wanted.
Some people listen to this podcast and they say, that's a funny voice you do, but I have no idea what the fuck that is.
That's fine. And to that I say, that's fine.
Yeah. To that I say, Google. Ever heard of it? Google. Type in Gypsy Rose.
The act. It's a very vague name.
Blanchard. Google it. It's a fascinating story.
It's wild.
Which you won't hear.
We did explain in one episode. I swear we did kind of explain.
I bet we deleted that.
We left a lot out. No, we did. I listened to it the other day on my phone. We explained the act.
We're still watching it.
It's bad.
It is bad. Three episodes in, I was like, this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, it's bad. Because it should have been a movie.
It's dragging on.
And it just keeps going. It could have been a full-blown horror movie based on a true story.
I can't sit there for like 45 minutes and watch two fucking homeschooled weirdos masturbate at each other.
I mean,
over Skype.
I can watch that.
She's like, thank you, sir. Do you like that?
Honestly, I will say, and I will say this, that I will stab your mom, and I'm being honest, and I will finger the tube that you get food in. And honestly,
thank you, sir.
Honestly, I will say that this is Victor now, and
oh, he has God, nobody.
We
knows
should explain
what's
happening. Okay, all right, real quick recap of what we're talking about. Okay, there was a true story. There was a woman who had a little girl, and the little girl had all these medical problems. She was in a wheelchair. She had to eat her food through a feeding tube. She had her salivary glands removed in her mouth. She had to get all her teeth pulled out because all her teeth rotted because she didn't have any salivary glands, and also because of acid reflux, I guess. And this little girl made all this money through like Habitat for Humanity and Make-A-Wish, and she traveled the world. She met Britney Spears and stuff. She didn't have any hair. She had leukemia, right? And then it turns out that the mother was making her daughter ill.
She had Munchausen's by proxy.
Right, and the little girl didn't need a wheelchair. Her legs were fine.
Perfectly fine.
There's nothing wrong with her, but she still had to use a feeding tube. She still got all her teeth removed or whatever. Yeah. So the little girl also finds out that she's not a little girl.
She's
whole time...
like, I think 7 years older than she thinks she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Five at least, yeah.
Right, so she thinks she's a teenager, but she's a full-grown
like
adult.
She's 20, 21 when she finds out.
Her mom manages to get, what's it called, power of attorney,
mm-hmm.
so that she can still be her, essentially still be her guardian, even though she's an adult.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird workaround. But so the little girl pretty much finds out that she's a prisoner, you know. She hates her life. She has to dress up like a princess all the time.
She likes to, I guess. I don't know. She's
well, that's all
too.
She's ever known.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's so infantilized. Mm-hmm. It's great. Even for the age she thinks she's lied to and thinks she is, like 14, she's treated like she's 5.
Right.
She's always dressed like a princess. She looks fucking stupid. And
so the girl, Gypsy Rose, managed to get her hands on a laptop. She makes a dating profile. She makes a Facebook. She meets this autistic guy online whose name escapes me.
Well, he has many names because he has multiple
personality disorder. And Victor is his evil guy.
It's such a convenient excuse because it's like he's as her boyfriend. He's like, she's like, did you buy the bus tickets? He's
honestly
like,
I will say that Victor did not
he's
buy
like,
the
Victor didn't have money, but when Victor gets the money
yeah, yeah.
It's always Victor.
Victor is very honestly very irresponsible honestly, and I'm not happy about it,
and she's like, oh, okay, yeah. She never had a boyfriend before.
Okay,
she's
sir,
like, this works.
You know, I say the whole thing is creepy as hell, but I can get behind the sir, the respect, the
ever,
level of respect she
never,
has
ever,
for Victor
ever
is it's inspiring.
Call
it's
you
inspiring.
Sir. I will never call you sir.
You know, she does things for him. She makes him brownies.
I was just thinking today we should make brownies.
That's cool that you're thinking about it. anyway, so. So that's a true story. She convinces Victor to kill her mom, and so Victor comes over, stabs her mom 400 times in the back while she's in bed, and then they fuck the little girl.
Who's fucking
Gypsy Rose and Victor? They
don't fuck at the
house.
Yes,
they do.
They do.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
What?
They fuck immediately after at the house.
Oh, that's so disturbing.
And then they go to a hotel, and anyway, they
And then there's Trouble in Paradise.
Right. She's Gypsy is now in jail, and she's just a healthy adult woman.
Really enjoying life now.
Yeah, she's thriving in jail. And Victor, so this is all a true story, and there's a documentary about it, and there's like a bunch of interviews on like 60 Minutes or something, and there's this, the confessional, or not confessional, but the interrogation mm-hmm. where Victor admits that.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I will say that I did, to be honest, kill her mom. I will say that. It's great.
And that's it. You're waiting for more, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will say I did kill her.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the true story, and what we've been watching is The Act on Hulu.
Fucking dramatized
with
Patricia Arquette.
Patricia Arquette is the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first start watching it, they start with a flash forward of the murder, and you're like, "Ooh, this is dark."
Yeah.
And like her getting her teeth removed and stuff, you're like, "It was making me squirm," you know.
Yeah.
And then now we're on episode fucking 6, and it's like, kill the bitch, dude.
It's like,
what is happening?
Stop jerking off on Skype and get a plan
again,
together.
Again, that part is fine. All the trips to the mall, though, they're always at the mall just hanging
she's
out.
She's always like, I, how many times are they going to go to the mall? And she's going to be like, Mom, I have to pee really quick. And then she goes to the gun store.
Gypsy.
She goes to buy a rifle. She's like, it's my dad's birthday. I need a rifle. I actually don't care. I'll take this hunting knife. I just want to murder.
I need a Civil War era cannon.
I need a mace, please.
Yeah, so we're at the point where... Oh, they have killed her in the show.
Yeah,
now.
She's dead. We said that. Remember you said they kill her? And she was
but
dead?
Remember they just glossed over that part? It's like, this is what we've been waiting for.
It's yeah.
I want to see this lady
get stabbed.
They just
show an outside faraway shot of the house and some screaming, and then they're on a bus, and you're like, well, that was the whole point
mm-hmm.
of this fucking show. All the diehard Act fans who aren't caught up yet are really going to be pissed about some spoilers. Although everybody knows what happens. Not about that. It's a bad show.
Oh, who gives a shit? Yeah, I mean, you should know about this by now.
Really? I mean,
get
really.
Get your shit together.
We can't hold your hand through this process.
Mm-hmm. We need a new thing to watch.
There's nothing. Well, you watch Game of Thrones.
Yes, I do watch Game of Thrones, which is in the same universe as The Act.
Is that on tonight?
Yeah.
I guess I'll make myself scarce.
You have a show. You have a career?
At 7:15, I have a show.
Show's on at 9.
That's what I'm
Game
saying.
Game of Thrones is on at 9.
But I don't...
Are you coming back here?
I don't know.
This is good. We should make these plans on air. This is very important shit.
I don't know.
And I'm Macklemore, and I'm here to say, if you fuck in the butt, that's pretty gay. But being gay is also good, and I'm not gay, which is better, though.
That's what he said. If you play it backwards, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's very homophobic.
Fucking Macklemore. He came out with that thrift shop song, and then we were like, oh, he's a joke guy. And then he's like, it's good to be gay. And we're like, relax.
What are you doing? That was the most Hallmarky schmaltzy bullshit.
That's like when, what's her name? Anne Hathaway. When
so
I decided I fucking hated Anne Hathaway.
Even get me started.
She was at an award show. I don't know if it was the Oscars. It might have been like the Golden Globes or something. And this is like 2014,
dude, this
15.
This was like last year.
No, it wasn't last year. It was recent, though.
I think it was no... earlier than 2016.
She gets on stage and she goes, I just want to say to everybody that it's good to be gay. If you're gay, that's all right. And it's like, we're in the future, dude.
It's like 20.
It's bad to be straight. We
yeah.
gay people are accepted. You're in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah,
and everybody's
doing?
On their feet like clapping. It's like,
that's so brave.
What?
I just want
to
say I
we're
just
up to
found
trans
out
now, dude.
That Ellen DeGeneres is gay and I'm honestly okay with
I'm
that.
Cool with that.
I'm very
I'm
proud
still watching
of
her sitcom.
Good for her.
Good job. It's like Anne Hathaway's like, my brother's gay and I still love him against all odds. You know, I powered
like, sit
through.
Sit down, Anne.
Yeah.
Nobody, this was so unnecessary. Nobody asked you to put your fucking
virtue signaling.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just came up with that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Don't you hate when like a community that you hate comes up with a term that you kind of like. It's like virtue signaling is like a fucking.
What does that mean exactly? That's like
it's
standing
exactly
up and
what
be
she's
like,
doing.
Yeah, I think that being gay is okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
I actually think women are actually funny.
I think all women should be president.
I think all women should be president.
Yeah,
I actually think
that.
All women should be president.
Women are funnier than men.
Yeah, women.
Shut up. Everybody shut up.
If you say women are funnier than men, you're a rapist. People are people, and some are funny, and some aren't. Shut
yeah.
the fuck up.
What are you doing right now, Kevin?
Yeah,
sit
Kevin.
Sit down,
Kevin.
I don't know.
Say his last just, name.
Sounds Kevin
Smith.
Smith.
Kevin, director of Clerks. Kevin Smith.
Judd Apatow.
You're on this week's Kill
Cancel.
Yourself.
Kill yourself, Kevin Smith.
We need one of those. You know how like
who should kill themselves this
Hot
week?
Hot 97 has yeah. like a Donkey of the Day.
No, I don't know what that means.
Charlemagne the God. He does like Donkey of the Day. Today's Donkey of the Day is Kanye because he put on a MAGA hat and went to the...
That's so cheesy.
I know. Donkey of the Day.
What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, Charlemagne, come on.
What?
He's a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Come on this show. I'll say it to your face.
Uh-oh. I don't know anything about
you're him. Today's Kill Yourself. Charlemagne the God. The God? How about...
The...
Help me out. I got nothing.
The...
Finish
oh,
the
wait,
job.
Wait, wait, hang on. Just give me a sec. Just stop.
Charlemagne the God? Are you telling me you're God? I think you're more of a... You say that's... Say
turd.
That turd. Kill yourself.
I'm so hot.
I know,
so
you're
hungover.
Struggling. You look like...
I'm melting into the
you
couch.
Do look like a puddle.
I know. It hurt.
All right,
hurt.
Well, I did want to say this. Can I have a sincere moment at the end of the podcast here?
Yeah.
I would like to say that we were out on Friday, and, you know, after a good comedy show, everybody kind of stands around and sucks each other's dicks a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people said that they liked this podcast. It made me feel really good.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's very nice.
I can't believe anybody listens to it.
Yeah, me either. And
I really didn't even know this was hooked up to any equipment.
I thought that
thought,
it was... I honestly just thought we would get better at talking into a microphone.
I thought these were Fisher-Price... toys and that we were just like having a goof
just plugged into an Etch-a-Sketch. But yeah, no, I really did think like if we podcasted every day we would become better at being guests on other people's podcasts and stuff.
Yeah,
like it'd be an
like
art form
practice speaking.
That we improve upon and improve on our ability to riff on stage. I thought it would help with that, and now the fact that people are fucking tuning in and actually being like I legitimately...
Yeah, if you listen to this and you like it, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
And it really makes me kind of feel like we could make this a real thing. So if
Ian has a boner right now talking about it.
I got a full boner.
It's upsetting. Mm-hmm. The dog.
Who also has... The dog raped me today.
I know. You have a female
dog.
She is
a rapist.
And she humps your leg.
She's such an alpha dog. That she will hump. She's spayed too.
Yeah.
So she has no sexual drive. She will fuck you as like
it's
an authority.
Dominance.
Thing.
Yeah. She's gonna fuck you.
And
into submission.
You know what it is? It's only when I'm like tickling you or fucking with you or something,
well, yeah,
and you start yelling.
That's really sweet. When she thinks you're attacking me,
she rapes me.
Yeah. She's like, well, this is what you're gonna get.
She clings my leg.
Sweet justice.
Fucks it hard, and then when I kick her off, she's fucking so hard that she can't stop while she's standing on the ground.
Coming to NBC this fall, Dog Rapist. Starring Connie Britton.
Where's my Me Too story? You know what I mean? Can I hashtag this?
I did. Okay, this is... I know we were trying to end, but I used to go on this, like, forum when I was, like, 12, 13. It was Cosmo Girl, like, for teens, mm-hmm. like, Cosmopolitan for teens. And there would be just, like, talking about teenage girl stuff. And there was one particular one that was very, like, Me Too, like, sharing... things that happened to you that like made you uncomfortable,
yeah.
like sexual experiences and stuff. And I guess I was just like, I don't know, coming of age. And I was just like, what's going on with other people? And there was this one girl who's like, nobody believes me. And I've tried to tell my mom and I tried to tell my principal or whatever, but I was in the hot tub and I was getting out and my dog jumped on me and tried to finger me.
That's not where I thought this was going. I thought you were just saying the dog like humped her leg or something.
No, she's like, my dog tried to finger me and nobody believes me. And I remember being like, bah!
It's not, oh man, so many things are running through my head when you were telling that story. First of all, it's not fingering, it's pawing.
I know.
You got pawed. Claw, maybe. Finger. That's why nobody believes you. Look at the dog. Doesn't have any fingers on its hand.
People were like, they're trying to be so, it's such a delicate, like, they were like, I'm so sorry that you're traumatized, but you have to understand the dog was not trying.
It's just her uncle and dog ears. He's got a little nose painted on. I also thought as you were telling it, you were saying you were coming of age. I thought you were going to like be like, and that was the first time I
what?
Felt sexually
awakened. Oh my God. No.
And now every time you fucking rub one out, you gotta use a Snapchat filter with put some dog ears on somebody.
Somebody tweeted the other day. It was very funny. It was like a girl with the Snapchat dog, whatever. And she's like, look, this is what it looked like about a kid if I fucked a dog.
Oh, I saw that. That was very funny. LOL, what if I fucked a dog?
And she just like looks really cute.
Okay, so what I was driving at is that if you do enjoy this podcast, it'd be really cool if we could make something of this and like, you know, get some heat and maybe go on tour or something. Eventually, you know,
no,
way further down the line. You don't tell me to relax.
I'm
you
sweating
never,
into
you
this
will
couch.
Never tell me what to do. You will
wanna,
never.
I
don't want to
go on tour
sir?
Right now. I got to make brownies and not do anything until 7
You've
o'clock.
You've never made brownies in your life.
Can we make brownies for real?
This is not how this goes. You make the brownies, I kill your mom. We had it's gender roles, okay?
No.
It's science.
No.
Listen to Ben Shapiro. Jesus Christ. Stop interrupting me.
Sorry.
So I was going to say, if you like it, please subscribe, write a review, because I think that does something.
Yeah.
I think that kicks us up the ladder. And, you know, play in the car for your friend or share it online or something if you feel so inclined. Ugh, it's gross to
please.
Promote yourself.
Yeah, it is hard because we hate ourselves.
And
but
then,
hey.
The last thing, every Friday, 7 p.m., Parkside Lounge.
Parkside Comedy Show at the Parkside Lounge, 7 p.m. It's really good. I really love this show.
It's really fun. Getting there.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah, brownie time.
Yeah, we'll see.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K.
That was five. I would clean my room, and I would draw. You know how gay people do. I'm Macklemore, and I'm here to say, listen to me, it's okay to be gay. I'll rap and sing a song, and you can sing along even if you like dong, cause I'm Macklemore.